This is Chet Locke, Lum of Lum and Abner. The following program is one of my all-time favorites. It represents typical Lum and Abner humor. Now sit back and enjoy this Lum and Abner classic, brought to you exclusively by Radio Reruns.
Now, Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Buying a book, Magic Salesmanship, Lum received a letter from the publishers informing him that he'd been selected to receive a free scholarship in one of their correspondence courses. Needless to say, Lum has wasted no time in taking advantage of this generous offer for a higher education. And as we look in on our friends today, we find Abner at the store. Lum has just entered. Listen.
Yeah, that's the reason I was late getting down. I stopped to send that letter to the correspondence school.
Well, that oughtn't to have took you that long.
Well, I had to decide which course I wanted to take and all.
Oh, well, which one did you pick out?
Well, I never picked none out. Just wrote and thanked them for winning the free scholarship and told them I was just going to leave it up to them which one to send me.
Well, you don't care what you are, huh?
Well, they all sound good. Corporation executive and architect and civil engineer and detective and I don't know what all.
Now, that's what I'd love to be, a detective. I used to have a book on that myself.
Yeah, I know you did. Oh, it's interesting, all right. I can't wait to see what they decide for me to be.
No. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, Lum, that thing come a while ago.
What thing?
That contraption that you bought in at the county seat yesterday.
Oh, you mean the ad machine?
Yeah, it's sitting back there on the counter.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Did you try it out?
No, the man brought it, and I told him just set it down back there.
Well, didn't you even look at it?
Oh, I glanced at it a couple of times.
What's the matter, Abner? Are you mad because I bought that adding machine?
No, I ain't mad. I just don't like it.
Well, how do you know you don't like it? You ain't even examined it.
You told me yesterday all about how I can add.
Oh, come here. Let me show it to you.
I don't want to see it. Look at it. Sitting back there. Thinks it can out-add anybody.
Wait a minute. You ain't jealous of that adding machine, are you?
No, I ain't jealous of it. I just don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Well, I bought it here for us to use here in the store.
Well, you go right ahead and use it. I told you I ain't having a thing to do with it. I've been adding up the grocery orders in here for years, and if it gets to where I got to go to a little black box like that thing sitting there to tell me the right answers, why, I'll just take out, quit the store business.
Well, you've got the wrong altitude about this, Abner. You act like this adding machine is criticizing the way you add up figures.
Well, if I've been adding them right, why, we don't need it. And if I ain't, I don't want a dad-blame little contraption like it to tell me about it.
Well, we might be making some mistakes in here that's costing us a lot of money, Abner. This machine don't make mistakes. It's always right.
Well, if you think so dad-blame much of it, why don't you take it in for a partner then? I'll quit. You all can just buy me
now,
out.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minute. I know the minute I come in here, you's mad about something.
I ain't mad no such a thing. I just don't like to be left alone in here with that thing.
Left alone with it?
No, sir. It just gives me the creeps.
Well, it don't affect me that way. Nothing wrong with it. Second hand has been used before. Used to be in the bank in there at the county seat.
Can them things add money, too?
Add anything.
Well, if it adds so good, why did the bank get shut of it then?
Oh, it's still working all right. I guess they just traded in on a new one.
Well, I might make a few mistakes in my adding once in a while, but that's one thing I can say for me. I ain't had to be traded in for a new one.
What do you keep turning your head for? You won't even look at it. Here, turn around here.
Now, I see it. Sitting there with them little white and red keys. Thinks it's a fancy. Just trying to look like a typewriter. That's all it's trying to do.
Swan to goodness. Let me show you how it works. You'll think a heap more of it.
No, I won't neither. When I don't like something, I don't like it. Like Squire Skim. I never liked him the first time I seen him, and I don't like him yet.
Well, this is different from somebody, Abner. Call out a couple of numbers, and I'll show you how it adds them up.
Lom, I don't need this thing to show me how to add nothing up.
Well, show you. Take for instance, 15. Press them numbers, pull the handle, and add 15 to it. Here's the answer.
30.
There you are, 30.
I done said it. Beat it a mile. Pretty slow, ain't it?
Yeah, try another here. 6. 10. And 4. And 2. Let's see what we got.
22.
There you are, 22.
I'd hate to be that dog and slow.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
Up to the front store and sit down. When that thing makes a mistake, why, let me know and I'll straighten it out.
Wait a minute. Come back here, Abner.
Huh?
You think you're so smart with them figures, I'll really show you how this thing can add. Are you ready?
The open barrel. Give them out. I'm ready if it is.
I'm going to give you some big numbers.
I don't care how big it is. Worry about your machine, not me.
467. 893. 528.
Uh-oh, lost me.
312.
Oh.
745. Now we'll total it. What'd you get?
Huh?
What's the answer?
Oh, I couldn't hear you very good, Lom. What does it say?
Well, the answer is 2,945.
Let me see that slip. Hand me that pencil there. Right there. Just hand
it. You used to head it up. It's right. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know how it does it, but I never have catched a thing making a mistake.
7 and 3 is 10. 5 is 15.
Wasting your time.
23, 4 is 27, and carry 2, it makes 29. 2,945. I doggies were right, Long.
Well, yeah, but it had the answer long ago.
Well, sure, but it got to put all them figures down on paper, too. I was trying to do it in my head. Quick as I seen the paper, well, I could add them up.
All right. You take the pencil and set them down on a piece of paper, and at the same time, I'll put them down with this machine, and I'll bet you it'll get the right answer before you do.
Mom, I ain't got time to play games with no machine. I'm too busy.
Busy doing what?
Huh?
What have you got to do so important?
Well, I've got to straighten up the shelves in here for one thing.
All right, just get started, and I'm glad to hear you say
well,
that.
Well, never mind. Wait a minute. Here comes a customer. I can't do it right now, Lum.
That's
customer.
Just Cedric Weehunt coming up out there.
Well, he's a customer. He's got money. Got over $2,000 in the bank.
All right, go on up there and wait on him, but I'll bet you he don't want to buy nothing.
Well, I'll talk him into buying something. Come in, Cedric. What can we do for you?
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner. Just wanted to buy a lead pencil.
Well, good for you. I knowed you was a customer. Did you hear that, Lom?
Yeah, I heard it. Get him to buy two things, and I'll add it up here.
You want a nickel pencil, Cedric?
No, Mom. Much work as I've got to do, I better have 5 of them penny pencils, I think.
All right, 5 penny ones. I'll get them right now.
Just a minute, Abner, and I'll tell you what that comes to.
I know what it comes to. How come you got so much work to do, Cedric?
Well, I'm going back to school, Mr. Abner.
Well, I thought you finished school 5 or 6 years ago.
No, Mom, I never finished. I just quit. Them desks got too little for me. I couldn't get my knees up under them.
Well?
I'm just sitting in a chair over there now, sitting up there by the teacher.
Well, I do know. Well, how come you decided to start back to school all of a sudden?
Oh, ain't you saw the new school teacher?
No, I don't believe I have.
She's teaching arithmetic. That's all I'm taking.
5, Abner.
Huh?
Them pencils comes to 5 cents.
I know that. Swan, that Lum thinks that machine is the smartest thing he ever seen.
What kind of a machine is it, Mr. Abner?
A adding machine. And whilst I wouldn't want it to hear me say it, Cedric,
It can outdo anything I ever seen in my life when it comes to adding.
A machine that does adding up?
Yes, sir. Adds it right
that's
up.
That's what I wanted these pencils for, to add up some figures the teacher gave me. Reckon that machine could add them up for me?
Why, sure it could. Tickle that Lum to death to find some use for it. Hey, Lum, Cedric wants to get you to add up some figures for him.
Well, good. Bring him on back here, Cedric. I'll get the answer for you.
Yeah, where's the list, Cedric?
Right here in my pocket. These is pretty big amounts here, Mr. Lum.
That don't make no difference how big they are. This machine will add them all right. Go ahead and call them out.
Yeah, what are they, Cedric?
Well, let's see. First one here is 3810.
3810.
Them is big enough.
4927.
4927.
5985.
5985.
And that's all.
All right, sir. Put that quiet. Total it, and there's your answer. 14,722.
Now, Swan, I don't see how it
does it. Sure that's right to answer, Mr. Lum?
Yes, sir. I'll guarantee it to be right, Cedric. 14,722.
Well, I'll just put down, I'll put 15,806 down here, then.
Well, wait a minute. That's the wrong answer, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I know it. That's the reason I wanted to be sure what the right answer was, so as I could give the teacher the wrong answer.
Well, you never will pass your grades that away, Cedric.
Oh, of course not. But if I give her the wrong answer, she keeps me in after school, and boy, is she pretty.